Hi again, I'm Corey Brown. I'm the director and editor of Buttercups and Moonbeams, which releases every other week in collaboration with Brandeis Television at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. This is the second blooper reel from the fall 2021 semester. In this blooper reel, you're gonna hear, you know, scenes that were cut or us just talking between when we're actually recording. There's a lot of footage, like each recording session takes about 2 hours to 2.5 hours, and that gets condensed to 20 to 30 minutes. So I think it's really nice to take a look back, appreciate the 5 episodes that we did in the fall, and look forward to the more episodes that we're making, you know, as we speak. I'm currently abroad in Berlin, Germany, but I'm still continuing to direct through Zoom. But yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Still some borscht left in the borscht bowl, so I think we're okay.
I don't know, that's so funny. Okay.
Is it in a bowl? What is borscht?
It's a soup.
It's a soup! Why does no one know this?
It's a beet soup.
Beet soup.
Beet soup.
Beet soup.
Good soup?
Good soup.
Okay. I love that I'm poisoning your minds with that slurp.
I slurped twice yesterday and it felt awful.
It's not good for you.
Every time it happened, I felt myself sinking lower. Okay. Anywho. Yeah.
I really want to do the eulogy scene now.
Eulogy!
We can start that in the episode. We can just. Ryan giving the eulogy.
Wait, real quick. Can we do.
So oh, yeah, the phone call. Yeah, phone call.
Yeah, we can do the eulogy first, though. Because I want to collect.
They're charging.
Okay. Yeah. What scene are we starting on?
Check it out. We should do the neighbor thing where everyone's getting out of the out into the cars and the neighbors are all there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we can do that. And did you want to start with the eulogy or?
I thought we did the eulogy.
I thought we were going to start the episode when we recorded it last time.
In this episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
ready first. Do you want that to? Did people have an idea? Like, did you want it to be the start of the episode, or we could figure out when you want?
I think it should be the start of the episode, and I think like the eulogy should be like they will. I hope they all live in fear or something. And then the next scene is just like, oh, what a great day! We're gonna all go out and get going. It's one day. Woo!
I feel like we already recorded that scene though, dude.
Yeah.
We didn't do any more.
Yeah, but we just add that line in to create a little juxtaposition between the two scenes.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
What was the
poppy eel? Yeah!
This is just the lore and the world building. This is what I love about improv is that this is.
It's just Chekhov's eel, like that's it.
I'm what? So ready for this gun to go off.
Well,
I feel like to actually make sure that we tie stuff up to hold us accountable, you should write some guidelines for how things will happen. For us to work around.
I like, because I feel like we have everything
really
in mind.
Like it when it just keeps going.
We're
going to keep adding stuff.
That's fine. Because I am so bad at, like, writing while I'm improvising. I just keep adding stuff and, like.
I think that's
And if we want to do that, that's fine. Then we'll just keep doing that.
Marty McFly.
You met Bo Burnham.
I thought you were gonna fucking what's that?
What's his
name?
Big Lebowski.
No, not that guy. But I was looking at Eternal Sunshine. Who's the Jim Carrey? How did I forget Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Really?
Bo Burnham. Really?
That's cool.
Wait, Bo Burnham went to your
high
school.
A very shitty photo of him.
Wait, how did you meet him? Sorry. Oh, that's so cool. Bo and Yang went to my high school. That's the coolest thing I have.
John Green went to my high
school.
Bo and
Yang from SNL.
Oh shit.
Wow.
We had Kobe Bryant.
I went to my high school, actually. I don't know if you guys know that.
That's crazy. We had the author, John Green,
no, I went to
also
Smokey.
The YouTuber.
Sco Buffs.
Also the director of Saturday Night Fever.
Do you have
Fever.
Any other scenes? Oh, you have to do that. We have to do the scene with the mom.
Yes.
Scene with the mom.
And I think... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
also,
and also,
the mom...
MGK went to
make
Hamilton.
Passionate love for the first time
that's
in
true.
Years.
It needs to happen.
I love
MGK. On mic.
Oh, he is from...
We need to make sex sounds.
Yeah. He lived there. I don't think he went to high school there, but he went to middle school there.
It's a weird...
Also, fuck Hamilton, by the way. Hamilton shit. Anyway.
That's true.
Why do I keep having questions and forgetting them? My bad.
Phone call.
Oh, I did not
get
gather
forward
my thoughts.
Payments on the house.
I was distracted by how funny that eulogy was. Okay. Oh, yeah, what agent number am I? I forgot.
Did you have an agent number?
Yeah, I had one last time. If you're doing bowling, what if we had a subplot where you, like, you bet a lot of money on your bowling things, and then you,
like
win, and then it's, like, this is, like, another example of how you're a better father to Timmy.
Yeah,
than
and then he pays for the mortgage or something.
And then, like, and then this
Listen,
whole
guys.
Subplot with the handler having to your money, and then you like wire it, and then it's like, oh, we actually don't need it. The mortgage was paid by an anonymous benefactor.
Nice. Oh, we could have
guys.
This,
we,
don't
I,
wire
you know,
money.
I know we've been stressed, but I think going to the bowling alley just was a great. I think was a great idea to really bring us closer together. You know, just. Just setting that up.
What is this as an eel? I'm just confused.
No, just like the support group. Just
oh,
going
yeah! It took me a sec.
I really was with you.
Oh, my God.
He's bowling.
Did he just order a beer?
It's a perfect 300.
It's a perfect 300. I've only got 270s.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be funny. That's going to go. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
what's,
God.
Okay, what's scene are we doing next?
Little man chokes me once more.
All right, Timmy. Now you see that's an American right there. You see.
Wait, can we get more choking sounds?
Oh, that cat seems to be having a great time.
That cat reminds me of Nancy Reagan, Timmy. No, don't put that in there.
Definitely put that in there.
All right, please. You can. Add
you know how like. Animators, when they're like making character designs, will be like, "Ooh, this one needs to be explicitly female. We're gonna give her tits." Like,
no, we're gonna.
We're gonna give
her a bow, and we're gonna make her pink. That's what they do.
Imagine. I've already been imagining.
Oh yeah. God, imagine women with tits.
Paul. Can we have a moment of seriousness on this podcast? Are you a furry?
Not in the traditional sense. It's much worse.
We just meet Paul's girlfriend. She's like a bear.
No, I've seen her. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, loves scratching her back on trees and digging through beehives to get honey.
Okay, number code thing.
No, I have it.
You have it?
Okay.
So, it'd be funny. Introduce yourself to that. Okay, yeah.
So
there's 973AX.
That's you.
So then you are 37B6.
37B6. Cool. God, I'm so bad. Is it a Sharpie?
Should I write it down?
I just literally want to write it on my hand. If that's cool, because I'm just dumb. I am a dumb
You're not dumb.
It is
You're beautiful.
So if you get it wrong, it is also funny.
Three, seven, B, six, three, seven, B, six. Like a G6.
I'm not on my A game today.
Dude, you look like you're dying.
Well, to be fair... It sounds like you're just playing the character, to be honest.
Yeah. It sounds like a character's having a bad day.
I have to be hungover today because
I... You have had it up to here.
This is my pocket is characters that have had it up to here.
We're talking about... This is you. Okay, six. Sick. Wow.
The B and the six look the same.
The B and the six do look the same.
Just do a capital B.
37BB.
That's like a cup size at that point.
Thank you. That's a... Large cup size.
I thought, are there two B's? Is that
yeah,
a thing?
Hot, but if you have that much hot cocoa, how do you...
That's a C
cocoa?
Cup.
It's a B squared.
It's actually, so I actually don't know which direction, because like a double D is an E cup, but like a double A is smaller than an A cup, so I don't know which way that would go.
What if we just got a venti
like
into
AAA
the
batteries,
large,
you know?
And then you drink all your hot cocoa?
Wait, what?
If you just get a venti instead of a large.
Okie dokie.
I'm actually trying to make a commentary about alcoholism, so this episode's not even intended to be funny. This is just about the dangers of drinking.
At the end, we should, you know, like those awkward teen shows where you're like sitting on the set, but it's like blurred out and you're in focus, and you're like, I'm here to talk to you about teen alcoholism. No?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get Timmy on the bottle.
School shootings can be really scary.
Oh,
if you see something, say something.
If you
something.
See a cameraman at your school shooting pictures, say something.
I was just thinking about the One Tree Hill episode. You know, did you guys watch that?
I was thinking of when you mentioned there's actually.
Do I have to look up the real name? Because I'm on the cover. Is Grace my real name?
That was in the first episode.
I don't think I said my real name. I think
Janet.
I said
it's Janet.
That's my mom's name.
Wanted to get that on.
Janet.
That's my grandma's name.
Yeah. Feel free to do what you want with that.
My grandma's dead.
Nancy.
My grandma's dead.
I'm trying to get as many of these on the mic as I...
Wait, let's make a beat. My grandma's dead. My grandma's dead, she died. A few years ago when I was five. I went to a funeral, she wasn't alive. And now I have trauma.
Hey.
Wait, here it is.
Oh, God, I don't like my...
You can hear him laughing to think. That's so funny.
This part is so cute, though. I love this part.
Went to the store.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I did do Grace. Okay, cool. Thank you. That was sick. That was such good sound design. I don't like the sound of my own voice, but you, great.
But it does sound like it's coming through a phone. Like yeah. My phone. That's perfect.
Hey guys, Corey's my friend.
Andy is my enemy. I'd like this to be. Okay,
so I'm gonna check that out. We should fight.
Different Andy.
Oh. Sure. Oh, excuse me, I'm getting phone call. Hello?
Yeah. Perfect. Okay, I kind of like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Jerry's such a bitch, bro.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to get you that money. I'm sorry.
Jerry is Brandeis Finade.
Get you that.
Yeah. Good rule of three. Good rule of three. Yeah.
No. Rule of three just saying, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to, I know we told you could get Friday off. You're going to have to come in. Somebody's sick. You're going to have to take their shift. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sounds like every boss I've ever had.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay you into regular hours too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You can have a scene where you like come and you like introduce your. This is my son. I'll be like, mon dieu. Oh my god, my French accent is so good.
I would literally. I would say, let's do this. All
right.
I don't have a character. I'm just, oh.
How do we represent like bowling in a podcast? It's like,
no, we don't. I don't think we need it.
We can do like a sound effect, so we can be like, hey, and then you'd be like, oh, we just get like a ton of like reaction noises, but like, hey, and, like the bowling goes, oh, and then, like, yeah.
I will say, I've never had to like. There's a lot of points where I've had to like where I'm laughing and I can't control the same. I've never had laughed that hard internally while having to scramble to keep all the audio tracks down during that. Hey!
Yeah. Is it three strikes in a row is a turkey?
Yeah.
And.
Fuck! I should have been a turkey.
Just I don't have any ideas. I just want to throw that out there. I'm just a heavy set Italian dude.
Old men can tell.
Like, yeah, old men. Old people. Really old people, really young people. That's it.
Okay. All right.
So are we doing a bowling game?
Yeah, we should do bowling game.
But I don't know. I think it might just be like in the background. And
wait. I want a scene where like the dog needs to rent bowling. Oh, wait. We can do...
What? There's no point in counting them. You're just gonna get all of them anyways. Why would?
I'm trying to take inventory. 11 shoes.
You just skipped three numbers. There was no 9 or 10. Gladys.
Oh, I guess I need to restart.
Gladys,
one shoe.
Stop. I've had it up to here, Gladys. Look at me. I've had it up to here with your dropping my shoes and my guns. And my fucking, I was gonna say gazpacho, but that's not what we had at that restaurant. And we had ice cream. It's been so long, cause every business endeavor that I try to take on, you just fuck it up. And now I'm here. This bowling alley is going great. We've got lots of Italian patrons coming in and betting big money on the games. You're fucking it up by dropping my shoes.
I'm so sorry. I'll fix it. One shoe.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
I still want to do the scene where the support group walks in. And then just like a little bit of time, but it's all right. We can settle in for our game now.
Mm-hmm. Background. Six shoes.
83 shoes.
All right. Which lane do you guys want to get?
I'll take the one on the farthest right, I think.
Cool, all right.
Just over in the corner, nice and cozy. Yeah.
Nice and cozy.
Next to those Italian guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Look at that guy. That's a big trench coat on
that's
that
crazy,
guy,
right?
Yeah, funny dude.
It must be cold out or something.
Yo, Ken, fancy. Yeah. Showing up fancy at the bowling alley. Oh, man. Fuck!
That's fucking brilliant.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Isn't that how low I turn the volume? It's still gonna come up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we should do the bowling game now, right?
Yeah,
so
I'm down for the bowling
game. That was so
funny. That felt like the expulsion of so much pent-up emotions.
You know why is this expulsion of so many pent-up emotions? Because he's had it up to here.
Oh my god, I started dying when he did that.
All dogs on a leash.
I just, I have like 1,500 hours of Counter-Strike, and that just...
No, we're getting some gems in this episode.
That just, that fucks up, that fucked up my personality.
It'll fuck up anyone.
Person.
Does anyone know how bowling works?
Yeah. I took online bowling.
What's online bowling?
So in high school, you had to take gym credits to graduate, and I was in... I'm the size of the fucking bowling ball or something. Hey.
Oh, it's so hard to adjust the levels, but professionalism.
It's just too much for me. It's too much for me. Jeremy, the little Italian rabbit. Who's about to get eaten.
Oh, that sinew is looking mighty tasty. I'm going to have it with my tortellini and my gabagoo.
My gabagoo.
You'd rather be in a metal tube than on a fucking boat?
Sorry that I don't think that commie Dr. Seuss is appropriate for our son to be reading. You
don't even know how to read it.
That's besides the point, Grace.
You illiterate fuck!
Can we just have this be the entire
Grace,
show?
Maybe I spend too much time eating your shitty meatloaf and scraping off fucking bovine. That's not. What the fuck is a sheep?
Bovine, I think.
Yeah, is bovine. Scraping off bovine fluid off my fucking hood of my car.
No! You're not the one scraping the bovine fluid! You're having a fucking son do it!
Alright, you know what, Grace, I didn't want to say it. You can't fold laundry for shit. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be the one to tell you. You're terrible. The folds, there's too many creases. You can't iron for shit. You put in the whites with the colors. My clothes are getting pink. I didn't want to have to say it, but you're fucking terrible.
I didn't want to have to say it, but at least I know how to please a woman.
God damn, your southern accent. You don't take your southern accent away. Don't do your human, your American. I can't fucking talk.
Cultural heritage.
I think
we have enough.
This is not usable at all.
We should just argue.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I too hate the water, young American spy. You see, there's discord among the Americans. I can use this to my advantage. And soon, both the FBI and the CIA will fall under my cushy paws. Hairball, excuse me.
Anastasia, stop making hairballs. There is enough here, and I don't have a maid. It is getting so hairy.
I do it on your shoes purposely to make your life worse.
I can't believe I need to replace my shoes so often, because there are so many hairballs on my shoes. Now I have tens of thousands of shoes in my closet. Just with hairballs on them, and there's nothing I can do about it.
You could always, I don't know, treat me well.
Well, there is nothing to be done.
You want to take her for a walk now? Like, drag her out?
We were taking her for a walk earlier. What are we?
Okay, you could be like, oh, time for your evening walk.
You just hate going on walks.
Yeah.
Time for your evening walk again.
I'm a fucking cat! Who fucking walks cats?
Come on, out the door, come on.
Dude, I at some point I wanted either today or next time to do like a recording of the dad getting on the phone. It's like I want someone to. I've been waiting this whole time. Yeah, we can go and record that. What's my? What is my agent number? 97. 978 for 3.
Oh, hi, Timmy. Your dad got you to work too?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. How are you doing, Jonathan?
I think it's great. My dad's giving me an opportunity to work in a big job while also saying that if you were to force me into the job, it would be negligent because some people have other needs than others, and your career path should be your choice as an individual, not part of a corporation, you know?
Wow, Jonathan, if only I cared about what you were saying, but I really don't. I think it's just because I don't respect you as a human being.
Oh, wow. I think that's great. I think we should be more choosy with people who we give respect to and not just give it out woefully.
Definitely. It just, I mean, I talk to you and you just seem like such a nebbish individual that I'm just like, this person has no value to society. So.
Oh, wow. Nebbish. I don't know what that word means, but it sounds really awesome.
Thanks, Johnny Lynn. Oh, do you want to help me? My dad told me that I have to scrape some sheep. Oh, I guess it might not be sheep, guys. That just kind of looks like mom's meatloaf.
Wow, my mom's meatloaf looks way better than that.
That makes sense.
It smells so bad. It's like it's viscera and guts. Wow. I've never smelled meatloaf this terrible.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
Oh, what sizes are you?
I'm a 9, yeah.
Nine. Oh. I think I'm a 3 at best, honestly.
God damn, you're small.
Oh, a 3 here. We have the little pink party shoes for the 3.
We got a nice bow tie around. That's nice.
You notice the small things, you know?
We have very literally, yeah. A size 11.
Okay,
oh, no, it's a 9. Oh, let me put that back. Oh, would you keep... Oh, no, it's a size 8.
Let me just grab those. I'll just come around the counter. Don't worry.
Excuse me, please. This is the employees-only counter. Oh.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
listen, I should just
go.
Grab
oh,
them.
Oh, no, it's a 12.
Listen, I should grab them. Gladys, what are you doing? Just hand the man his tens. I come out here every time. How many times does it take you to get one fucking size shoe right? I see you. You know, I feel like I'm giving you plenty of chances here and pointing you in my bowling alley after you gave a bunch of animals fucking high capacity weaponry, and now you're just handing them the rod. Don't! If you drop that.
Oh, no.
God, Gladys,
rats.
God damn it. All the shoes. You're gonna have to pick
one
that up.
Shoe.
God, Gladys, there's hundreds of shoes on that shelf.
Shoes.
We just renovated that.
3 shoes.
Listen, we can say we can help clean up. It's
4
not a big deal.
Shoes. This is an employees-only counter. 5 shoes.
Yeah, I need a second employee.
6
so
shoes. 7 shoes.
Fuck!
Ow.
I mean, I was just, you know, I'm a handyman. I'm a man that's handy. I figure I can just get some tools at it. Maybe put Timmy on the case. You know, we can fix this car right up. It's not going to be an issue at all. I just, you know.
The windshield was shattered, honey.
Okay, well, the windshield was dirty anyways. We ran out of windshield wiper fluid, so the bugs were clogging it up. Now that there's no windshield, I think it actually makes it easier to see out of the front of the car.
And what are we going to do with this diamond-encrusted tennis racket?
I mean, I brought the tennis ball for a reason, Grace. I mean, I feel like you're not putting 2 and 2 together here. I don't have a second tennis racket, so it might... You can, like... I don't know. You can sort of bounce it up and down. I mean, that could be like an activity that you could do. Listen, Grace,
While that scene is happening, we should have... While this scene is happening, you should intercut, like the serious scene of, like, the dog, like, trying to save, like, the kid's life. All right.
Okay. So, do you want to do our scene in just, like, bits of, like, 1 or 2, like, sentence, like...
Yeah.
Responses?
Yeah, and then we just
like,
cut it in. We just cut it in.
Also, Paul, Andy, that was some of the funniest shit
that was so
I've heard in a long time.
Oh, my God. I'm really proud of myself because I'm never the straight man. And so it was really fun to get to be the straight man. Also,
the straight man.
Okay.
The straight man?
Oh,
like the person that's not laughing.
Oh, okay.